American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Night two of the Republican National Convention featured more praise for former President Donald Trump.
We vote in Donald Trump, baby. America needs saving. America needs saving. We vote in Trump, Trump, baby.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley.
President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity. It was a gracious invitation, and I was happy to accept. I'll start by making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period. Our country is at a critical moment. We have a choice to make. For more than a year, I said a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for President Kamala Harris. After seeing the debate, everyone knows it's true. If we have four more years of Biden, or a single day of Harris, our country will be badly worse off. For the sake of our nation, we have to go with Donald Trump.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I was appalled when 13 of our service members were killed in Afghanistan due to Joe Biden's dereliction of duty. As a citizen, as a husband, and as a father, I am alarmed that the current president of the United States lacks the capability to discharge the duties of his office. Our enemies do not confine their designs to between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Here's Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
The body of a migrant drowned in the Rio Grande. Human traffickers on the southern bank taunting the Border Patrol. Migrants huddled under a bridge. I asked them why they came. None said persecution. Most said for a job. A few admitted because they could get in. Another answered with one simple word, Biden.
Randy Sutton of the Wounded Blue, who appears frequently on AFR.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're experiencing a plague of crime across America. The endless tsunami of illegal aliens, no consequences for violent crime, the abuse of our criminal justice system. It's all made America more dangerous than ever before. Police are the thin blue line between criminal predators and their victims. Donald Trump and Republicans stand that line with our police. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, well, they stand with the criminals. The last few years have been devastating for our police. The war on cops is very real, and it's getting Americans killed. Last year alone, more than 70,000 law enforcement officers were physically assaulted. They were shot, they were stabbed, they were beaten, they were hit with bricks, and in the last 5 years, 1,834 made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives in the line of duty.
Day three of the convention is tomorrow. And that's all our time for now. We appreciate your listening. You can always find more news online at AFN.net. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.